NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Pfizer says a low dose of its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11, and the plan is to ask the FDA to approve it for that age group soon. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb.
I think in a best-case scenario, given, you know, reasonable review period by the agency, if they ultimately determine that the vaccine's demonstrated to be safe and effective for that population, you could see something available by the end of the year. It could slip into 2022.
Those tested showed antibody responses after the second shot. The levels were just as strong as vaccinated teenagers and young adults. Pfizer CEO says they plan to ask the FDA to approve this age group soon. The vaccine is already available for anyone 12 and older. There is no longer a search effort in the Carlton Reserve Forest in Florida near Sarasota for Brian Laundrie. In a statement today, Northport police say, "We believe we have exhausted all avenues in the search of the woods for the 23-year-old fiancé of Gabby Petito." An autopsy on Tuesday is expected to reveal the identity of human remains the FBI said Sunday have been found near Grand Teton National Park. Investigators suspect the human remains could belong to the missing 22-year-old woman. As for Laundrie, anyone who knows of his whereabouts is asked to contact the FBI. In New York, where Gabby Petito is originally from, folks gathered outside of Blue Point City Hall in Suffolk County to light candles to support her family.
I just wanted to come out here and show my support for my community and for Gabby.
I'm a mom. My daughter's 27, so my heart broke for the family.
Wall Street is deeply in the red to start the week. Stocks plunged after the opening bell amid investor jitters as the market September sell-off intensifies. Stocks linked to global growth and energy shares are leading the decline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down nearly 500 points in early trading. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.